Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is July 27th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first four stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our history of trading videos on johnlothiannews.com on the MarketsWiki Education page, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The SEC adopted rules on cybersecurity risk management, strategy, governance, and incidents disclosure by public companies, as well as proposing new requirements to address risks to investors from conflicts of interest associated with the use of predictive analytics by broker-dealers and investment advisors. The SEC also proposed reforms related to investment advisors operating exclusively through the internet. As you might guess, all this adopting and proposing prompted a number of speeches and statements from the SEC commissioners, 15 of them in total. And rather than list them all out in the newsletter for you, we are just including a link to the speeches and statements page of the SEC website where you can pick and choose which SEC commissioner statement you want to read. U.S. President Joe Biden is unveiling steps to protect Americans from the extreme heat. He is asking the Department of Labor to issue a hazard alert, reaffirming workers have heat-related protections under federal law, Bloomberg reported. A judge is deciding whether Sam Bankman-Fried should be jailed after he used the news media to harass a key witness against him, the Associated Press reported. He is currently on house arrest on a $250 million bond at his parents' house with limited use of technology, but he gave a New York Times reporter some correspondence he had with his former colleague and a former girlfriend, Carolyn Ellison, prompting a story about her. Forget about heading to the south of France this summer. The place to be is the Nordics, Bloomberg reports. Vacationers are turning their eyes towards Norway, Denmark, and Sweden as a heat wave encompassing southern Europe embodies the start of what could be a longer-term shift away from popular spots that are increasingly dealing with long stretches of extreme weather. That's good news for my old friend John Maddy, who now works in the outdoor adventure business in Norway. I am sorry to report that Will Mitting has gone mad. On LinkedIn, he has posted that he is preparing to do a triathlon. That is the mad part, assuming you know Will. He is also raising money for the GoDharmic as part of the recently announced Acuity and GoDharmic Derivatives Industry Christmas Dinner in London on December 6th. You can donate to Will's Madness and GoDharmic by clicking on a link in today's newsletter. Simon Poulston-Jones reported on LinkedIn that, quote, to help raise standards across the VCM, the voluntary carbon market, to a consistent level of quality, the Integrity Council for the Voluntary Carbon Market, that's the ICVCM, has now published its Core Carbon Principles Assessment Framework and Assessment Procedure. CCP labeled credits are expected to appear in the carbon market before year end. A new report, Global Climate Litigation Report 2023 Status Review, found that the total number of climate change court cases has more than doubled since 2017 and is growing worldwide. Produced by Sabin Center for Climate Change Law at Columbia University and the UN Environment Program, the report found that climate litigation is becoming an integral part of securing climate action and justice. view the press release, and download the report with the link in today's newsletter. The S&P ESG Insider Podcast, How Investor Engagement Initiatives on Climate, Nature are Evolving, explores the evolution of Climate Action 100 Plus and Nature Action 100 to investor-led engagement initiatives. Mindy Luber, CEO and President of Ceres, which is one of five investor networks helping to deliver Climate Action 100 Plus, discovers Phase 2 of Climate Action 100 Plus. You can listen to the podcast with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were: Citi says new capital rules could hinder derivatives, prime brokered sources. It hasn't been this cheap since 2008 to protect against a stock market sell-off, Bank of America says. And then third was CME Group's Derek Salmon on Future of Markets panel at IDX and CME's growth in international markets, emerging markets, and options. There are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a video interview I did with Tom Lant. Tom Lant's trip to Ukraine and back with humanitarian aid is just a beginning. Independent communication consultant Tom Lant decided early on in the Ukraine war that he needed to help, and that help involved buying a truck and driving it himself to Ukraine. After convincing loved ones over time, he embarked on fundraising and then on a perilous trip to deliver not only a truck, but one full of humanitarian aid. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. I recommend it. Here's another video. This is from our IDX coverage from June. Core Financial Founders CEO Jonathan Thursby on filling a need in the regulatory reporting sphere. Jonathan Thursby, the founder and CEO of Core Financial, spoke with JLN correspondent Julie Ross at the IDX 2023 conference in June about what led him to start his own business and how Core, that's K-O-R, is challenging the status quo. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Time. The headline: This female billionaire thinks the secret to women's wealth is poker. Jenny Juss is a legitimate self-made billionaire. She won't say how many billions, but calls a 2022 estimate of one and a half of them conservative. You haven't heard of her because until now she's had no reason to be out in the public. With four kids and four companies, she likes to say she has plenty to keep her occupied. Plus, rich people often feel safer with a low profile. But during the pandemic, when her already substantial wealth blew up alongside the number of companies using financial technology platform she and her husband created, she found a cause close enough to her heart to make her step into the limelight. Weirdly, it's poker. Specifically, it's teaching 1 million women and girls how to play Texas Hold'em. My comment: one thing I've learned is not to bet against Jenny Just. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: Flash Boys Exchange IEX has criticized rebates. Now it's adopting them. IEX, the upstart stock exchange made famous by Michael Lewis's book Flash Boys, has adopted a controversial practice that it previously criticized as harmful to investors. The New York-based exchange will start paying rebates to brokerages and trading firms that publicly post new orders on its marketplace, a way to encourage them to quote prices for more stocks, according to a filing submitted Tuesday with the Securities and Exchange Commission. IEX had previously campaigned against rebates. Critics of the practice have said that they create a conflict of interest by encouraging brokers to route customer orders to exchanges that pay the biggest rebate rather than to the exchange that would give the investors the best price. My comment: things change. You need to change with them or you won't be around anymore. Here's a story from The Guardian. The headline: Japan's population drops by nearly 800,000, with falls in every prefecture for the first time. Every one of Japan's 47 prefectures posted a population drop in 2022, while the total number of Japanese people fell by nearly 800,000. The figures released by the Japan's Internal Affairs Ministry mark two new unwelcome records for a nation sailing into uncharted demographic territory, but on a course many other countries are set to follow. Jeff Bergstrom's comment. This is true in the U.S. as well. Not as extreme, but the birth rate in the U.S. has been falling for many years. The EU also. I'll leave it to our readers to speculate why. Here's a press release from the Exponential Exchange. The headline, Exponential Exchange closes $7.4 million seed round to fund further development of risk mitigation tools for the automotive ecosystem. Mack Venture Capital, Autotech Ventures, and Avanta Ventures invest in startup pioneering new solutions addressing market. Financial innovation platform Exponential Exchange today announced the successful close of an oversubscribed $7.4 million seed funding round led by Mack Venture Capital to continue building a suite of financial instruments designed to bring new risk management solutions into the automobile ecosystem and other industries with underserved asset classes. My comment. Exponential Exchange revving up their engines. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Walt Lukin's viewpoint, top issues driving FIA's work in second half of 2023 from FIA Market Voice. Second was the little-known metals giant that rules a global market from Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance. Third was also from Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance, was Citi says new capital rules could hinder derivatives, prime brokerage services. Here are the top four stories from the lead section of today's JLN, a bonus story for today. The first one is from the Financial Times. The headline, Big Traders Virtu and Citadel Securities hit by market slowdown. Activity subsided in second quarter amid investors' concern over banking turmoil. A recent market slowdown has inflicted financial pain on two of the biggest trading firms on Wall Street, Virtu Financial and its rival Citadel Securities. Virtu on Wednesday reported a 23% drop year-on-year in net trading income for the 3 months to June. The New York-listed market maker earned 37 cents a share in the quarter, down from 73 cents in the same period last year, when tumbling markets boosted trading volumes. The next story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Thirsty data centers are making hot summers even scarier. With drought spreading across the globe, battles over water are erupting between AI companies seeking more computing power and communities where their facilities are located. For more than a year, Spain has been struggling with a drought that has sent water levels in dams below historical averages, prompting local officials to tell residents not to water their gardens and to turn off the taps at night to guarantee supply during the day. The situation is particularly hard for farmers. The central region of Castilla-La Mancha, which produces a quarter of all Spanish grain, is expected to lose 80 to 90% of this year's harvest, and water restrictions loom large. The next story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Stock exchange regulators back global climate reporting rules. Association representing over 95% of market capitalization endorses international rules that includes Scope 3 emissions reporting. Regulators of the world's top stock exchanges gave their backing to the International Climate Reporting Standards Framework Tuesday, adding momentum to the efforts to establish the rules as the global baseline. The International Organization of Security Commissions, known as IOSCO, endorsed the International Sustainability Standards Board's recently published climate reporting standard. IOSCO's board of 35 securities regulators, which includes the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission and Securities Exchange Commission, endorsed the reporting framework, which include the requirements to report so-called Scope 3 emissions in the supply chain and material information on climate-related risks and opportunities. And then here's a story from the trade. The headline, SEC proposes new rules to tackle the misuse of artificial intelligence in the investment processes. New rules are focused on tackling the way predictive data and similar technologies can allow firms to place their interests ahead of those of investors. Yesterday, the Securities and Exchange Commission has proposed new rules requiring broker-dealers and investment advisors to address conflicts of interest related to the use of predictive data analytics. The new rules have a specific focus on the way predictive data and similar technologies are used to interact with investors in an effort to prevent firms from placing their interests ahead of those of investors. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.